Hi, everybody. This is the Week in Review. I'm Matt Casmasina, and I'm joined by Mark. You there?
What's up, ladies?
Hey, Mark.
And this is Jessica Chobot, and I like to lick PSPs, not PS2s or PS3s, okay?
What about the DS, the black one? I mean, that's kind of like a PSP.
Can I get you to lick
one of those?
I do not like the DS. DSs are trash.
I know. What what else do I need to lick in order to get more attention around here?
you can lick my Wii.
Oh.
Okay, that needs to be edited.
Two.
No, we are not IGN Week in Review. My name is
Welcome
actually...
Welcome to episode 9...
Right.
I only wish I liked PSPs.
Welcome to episode 9 of 2P Start Live. He's Tim.
And he's Ray.
And I'm still Jessica.
Yeah, still Jessica, but not Chobot.
No, we have the Jessica Barriga with us today on the show. Welcome, Woo! Jessica.
I'm finally here for all you anticipating... listeners.
I must say, it is an honor to, or it's nice to have you on the show.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Well, we figured that since you always interrupted us anyways, we might as well just invite you on, you know?
Oh, I wasn't invited on. I just decided to make my way onto the show. I don't need to be invited.
Got it.
Well, the thing is, she's only home for a week before she runs off to Mexico, so I figured we'd have some kind of, you know, lasting memory for me to listen to before she
Yeah,
goes
and
off.
All for the viewers. This is really all for the viewers, and not the viewers, the listeners. What am I talking about?
Well, and this is the point of the show where Blaggers hits the stop button and just stops listening right now because apparently he's not a big fan.
Because he's worried Jessica will make death threats to him again.
That'll come later in the show. I gotta let him warm up to me first.
Okay. Well, what do we got, Ray?
Oh boy, first thing of the week is trivia for you. Last week we had a chime from a video game, and we have a winner. It would be When the Princess is Saved from Super Mario World on the SNES. So congratulations, Metalink. Send us your picture, and I'll draw you in the 2P star style and add you to a new contest winners page for how long
life.
Again, Tim?
A day and a half, I believe.
No,
it's for life. Well, eternity is better, because you might die.
I did make the cartoon of our last winner, Kevin Gagliani, and I sent it to Tim, and I'm just waiting for Tim to make the page.
Yeah,
so as soon as Tim puts it out, I'm waiting on you.
I know. You're on this time. It's my fault. I take full responsibility.
You should. You're letting the fans down. I don't know how you can call yourself a host.
Ugh.
That's just rude.
It is. I have no excuse.
I'm trying to think of how to do that. See, normally I put, I think, me on the right side of the ear, Tim's on the left side of the stereo pan. I don't know if I really want to put Jessica in the middle. I'm trying to figure out what's a better spot. Maybe on the far right edge. So, I've got a blog about how much I'm laughing. Okay, here's the next contest. Name the chime from this video game. And the chime would be here.
But I don't know what the chime is.
I know. How am I supposed to guess?
Yeah, seriously. I want my
you
name.
You should just start guessing. Be like, Ghost Squad.
Metroid.
The Banana Sleepover Slumber Party.
Yeah. That was only good for one night, Jessica.
Oh my gosh. Edit.
So next up, we have a new segment called Trivia for Jessica.
Yay.
Oh my gosh. Are you serious?
Yep.
We didn't
you're
tell
not.
You.
This is evil.
Tricks on you, Jessica.
I'm ready. I'm ready to ace this.
Why don't you start?
Okay.
Why don't you start first?
We'll
Tim?
See. Now, Ray told me to be really, really easy on you, so.
Because my question will be a test of our relationship. Ooh. See how well she knows me.
Okay, I got this.
All right, so here's my question. I think it's pretty easy, but I mean, you are a girl. Ooh, you yeah. are a girl and all, so I don't know.
Might be easier for me then, huh?
All right. Gotcha. Here's the question. What company makes the franchise Metal Gear Solid? Oh, come on.
Okay.
That is easy.
Give me the first letter and I'll tell you the rest.
Okay.
I gotta make sure you know.
I don't know if she can get it with one letter, man.
Do you think she can?
First letter.
I don't think she can.
Okay, the first letter is K.
K?
What?
There's a company that starts with the letter K?
Is it KKK?
No.
Edit.
K-Soft. No. No. What's the one?
Kmart.
No, Kmart sells the game.
Kmart.
Is that your guess?
Hold on.
You were closer with K-Soft.
Oh my gosh. Was she really?
Okay, give me the second letter. Second letter.
Oh, not gonna help you. I'll give you
a hint. Are you smarter than a fifth grader here?
I'll give you a hint.
Is it a high?
I'll give you a hint. Okay. It starts with a K and it ends with an Onami.
Konami.
Yay!
Ray, make sure to put a long pause in there.
That took a while, man. Edit, long pause.
Edit, long pause.
I got it right!
Very good, Jessica.
You really knew that, Jessica.
Just minor prompting, you were able to get it right.
Kmart. I should have gone with that answer.
Yeah.
All right, Jessica, here's the test of our relationship.
Oh,
if you get this
wonderful.
Right, I'll probably just have to ask you to marry me on air. And then
I'll just
edit the whole thing out. Are you ready?
Okay. Oh, I'm ready.
This is a Sonic-related question.
Of course. Why would I expect anything less?
Well, it's anything more nowadays. Okay. What is my favorite 3D Sonic game of all time?
Oh, my gosh. Oh, wait, 3D?
Yeah, there's not very many.
Let's see. Let me go through these in my head.
I know it.
There's Sonic Riders.
Dude, if that was your guess, I would be really scared right now.
Oh my god. No, is it Sonic Riders Zero Gravity?
No. I know what it is. I know what it is.
What?
Shadow the Hedgehog.
You're wrong. It's Sonic for the 360.
The end is near now.
Am I right?
Get out! Come on. You gotta take a real stab.
Okay, so there's that one. There's Sonic Riders. There's the one that came out
Shadow.
On Xbox. What was that one called?
It was just called Sonic the Hedgehog, and you don't need to mention it.
Oh. Yes. Okay, then.
Y'all know that's not on the list.
And what else? How about you list them for me, and I tell you which one.
Oh.
Sonic Adventure 2, final answer.
You are correct.
Woohoo!
Very good. You win a not broken up relationship.
Technically
I got it wrong the first time, so really I win.
Really the answer was Sonic and the Secret Wedding Ring.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Hint, hint.
Hint not taken in process.
I'll propose to you with that. Comic book style cutscenes. How about that?
No, maybe you should do it like that one guy on the internet with
Animal Crossing.
Animal Crossing.
Oh, that's right.
Wow.
To be honest, Tim.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I read that article on IGN quite a while ago about somebody proposing to their wife on Animal Crossing. True story, by the way. And when I ended up kind of meeting you over the internet, after a while, I started thinking, I wonder if that's the dude.
And
I wonder if that's him.
We know your secret.
Now, why would you think that was me?
It seemed weird because I'm like, well, he is married.
It's the Tim thing to do.
I was married and I'm a human being, so therefore.
He does look fairly similar to the image in my mind of the two people. I had to take a look.
Were the people even? I never even saw a picture.
I could put it. I'll put up a picture right now, actually.
Really? I thought it'd be in your wedding album.
Yeah, it wasn't
in our wedding album. Yeah.
Let me tell you something. If I had proposed to Sarah over a video game, the answer would have been no. Not just no, but never.
Can I play Guitar Hero 3? P.S. Will you marry me?
No, and we'll think about it.
We'll have to duel first. Okay, so before we run too far off topic, let's go to our, speaking of which, our topic of the week. I got carried away.
Tim, you're no fun.
No,
so Jessica,
I'm
what's
not.
Our topic of the week?
We will be talking about Mario and Sonic at the Olympic Games. Beijing 2008, baby.
Wow. I didn't know it had the word baby at the end of it.
It adds a little something. It adds personality. It adds depth.
Something that, you know, it didn't have?
On the internet, they just abbreviate it with babe.
Yeah, babe.
Mario and Sonic, babe. Yeah, Mario and Sonic at the Olympic Games. This is kind of old news for us in the U.S., but I believe in Europe they finally just got the game like last week or something like that. They had quite a while before they got it. And let me just say, the wait must have been worth it.
Very worth it.
Now, Jessica, what did you think about the game as a whole? Because, I mean, first we started playing the running games, and that was a lot of fun.
Right.
Then we did the hammer throw. Swimming.
Yep.
And then we went to ping pong and fencing.
And then the dream.
The dream race. Which I believe Black Doom would love to call the nightmare race, by the way.
Gosh.
Black Doom presents the dream race. And basically the dream race was like a watered-down Mario Kart, okay? Except you're running on foot, right? And if you slow down to a crawl, you have to just shake the remote as hard as you freaking can to get back up to speed as he like crawls forward. And like it reminds me of Sonic R a little bit, except that was what, 15 years ago? So Jessica, what did you think of the game as a whole?
I think overall I just thought it wasn't really fluid. It felt really stop and go, really choppy. I can kind of see that since it's the Olympics and there's all these sorts of different things going on at once. But like the first couple levels, again, were really fun, like the running where it's just like the 400 meter dash. So they were quick spurts of energy, you know, rushing to get to the finish line. And that was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
But then when you get to like the dream race and you have four laps of doing the same exact motion, like I think I have like tendonitis or something. Like it was just too much for
Well, what about ping pong though?
Oh my gosh. I've never been so frustrated with ping pong
so
in my life.
Essentially, we've all played Wii Sports Tennis, okay? There's very few people left on the, well,
on the planet?
On the planet. In the galaxy. Okay? Mario's
people in third world countries.
Mario's
have
been
it,
everywhere
okay?
spreading this game around, right?
Right.
Okay, so everywhere in the galaxy, basically, people played, you know, Wii Tennis, and it's a lot of fun because it's very simple and easy to use, and it, you know, it's very intuitive. Okay, it's like ping pong is essentially table tennis is essentially the exact same thing, except it sucks. It's like, dude, we were playing Wii Tennis like a year ago. Where have you been? Like, you're working with Nintendo on this game. Could they not just pass you code? Like, I don't get it. Like, well, yeah. I think my favorite part about table tennis is the serve. Okay,
yeah.
If you toss the ball up in the air and then try to swing, you'll miss. All right.
If it's
going in an upward motion and it's moving, you cannot hit it. You have to wait until it's at the very peak, at the very top, or if it's dropping. Yeah, you have to wait until it's at its peak or it's dropping. So like, if you swing just an instant, like just an instant before it's at its peak, you'll miss. Even though like there's very little difference between the peak and where it was a millisecond before, right? Because it's slowing down up into the air because of the force of gravity. I learned this in college, I think. And so then you hit the ball. It's like
been a couple years.
So it's pretty frustrating. I think overall the thing that really bugs me the most, like there's nothing Mario and Sonic about it. It's just
right.
the Olympics yeah. with Mario and Sonic in it. And they and like all the characters are like pretty much based off the same wireframe animation. Like at the starting lines of like the 100 meter dash, for it's like they all stand straight up with perfect posture. They're just standing perfectly still, waiting to do their race. And then when it's time to go, they just all bend down. And it's like, shouldn't they be like, I don't know, stretching? Yeah, like, did exactly. No one have like a budget for stretching animations?
Stretching's for chumps. That's not what winners do.
Perfectly, it's like when they get done with a race, they don't like bend over and grab their knees and like start wheezing and get a smoke. It's like they just stand straight up when they're done racing. They just stop and just stand straight up. And it's like, are you serious? Like,
it's Sonic. Why would he ever have to do any of that stuff?
He's not tired. That's true. He doesn't get tired.
But, like, I feel like it's almost a promotion for the actual Beijing 2008 Olympics. And
I think, you know, my personal opinion is that I think the Beijing Olympics, since it is the official game, yeah. I think they required them to do certain things in the game
exactly.
that the developers probably didn't want to do. Like, hey, we want to encourage kids to be interested in the Olympics, so you need to have real Olympic, like actual Olympic human courts and have them run at the speed of humans with real Olympic times.
Like, I think the real Olympic times is kind of cool, actually.
That's cool, but then you should make them just run twice as fast, with, like, twice the distance in a way. You know, like, but just say it's the 100-meter dash, but have them run, like, really, really, really fast. Because I don't like running and having them, like,
more
go, like...
More arm working out, like laps?
No, just, like, but they'd be running twice as fast, so it'd take the same amount of time. So it's like, oh my gosh, they're just racing, like, it's really awesome, I go so fast, you know? But it's like, when you're, like, barely moving towards, like, the high jump... It's like, come on.
Well,
I think I
agree with you. I think it was stupid to put him in the official Olympic Games. But I don't know that you can really compare Mario and Sonic on an athletic field together, no matter what it is. I mean, they could have changed it to Mario and Sonic sports challenges or something like that. And,
oh, yeah, totally.
And then you don't have to, you know, deal with the reality there. But I still feel like... It would be ridiculous to have Mario and Sonic run at the same speed, you know?
Well, that's the thing exactly, that they always had in their promotion was, like, now the question you've always asked can finally be answered. You know, who's faster, Mario or Sonic?
I don't think anyone's ever asked that question.
No one's ever asked that. And plus, it's like, you don't get an answer. It's like, well, it depends on who's playing and which character they chose. It is like,
and who's on
an
steroids.
Yeah, is there, yes, like, Knuckles, a minigame that you can shoot up before the race or anything?
Let's see who can do it the fastest.
And then Knuckles, a few years later, has to give away his medals and say apologizes. For it.
That would be the real. That would be more realistic, I think. Yeah.
Yeah, not bad.
Now tell me this.
That was tight.
Tell me this, Ray. Do you think Sega's prediction of 4 million copies sold of this game is going to come to fruition?
Absolutely not. I know you didn't ask me, but I'm just saying.
How many has it sold?
Not.
In the U.S., it has sold 255,000 copies.
Yeah,
I thought you were going to say 255 copies. I wish.
No, I don't think it'll hit 4 million.
It won't. It might. I'd say it might hit 1 million.
I think since he said that, he jinxed himself.
Oh, yeah.
Because everyone was like, no, get out. I'm not buying that. And then I went to the store.
Well, Ray, you just contributed to part of the problem.
I have to keep
Sonic
alive.
That could
Sonic
have been
alive.
One less copy.
Even if
one
Sonic
less
is like this crawling dead corpse through video games, like I still want him somewhere. Somewhere, event, you know, for the rest of my life. Well, we should probably move on here.
All right, what do we got now?
Comic talk. Last week we had a Smash Bros. Related comic.
Yeah, we're going to have to lay off those. People will start getting driven away.
Actually, what I want to say to people is we are changing the header every week for the comic.
Which I really like, actually. And I do go to the website. If I don't listen to the podcast, I'm sorry. But I really like that. So keep...
If you guys are getting this on the RSS feed, you aren't going to see that header. But that's a little extra thing I like putting into each every week now with the new comic. It's related to the comic somehow. It looks kind of spiffy. This one's somewhat Smash Bros. Related.
Yeah.
And yeah, did you like the comic, Tim and Jessica?
Jessica.
What was it again?
Oh, come on.
Oh, man. Listen to this, girl.
You're on our podcast, and you don't even know what a comic was?
Listen, okay?
We should have Noodle93 on. He knows more.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah,
time...
Noodle93 is going to be a guest appearance.
Listen, first, listen to my explanation. Every time that a Smash Brothers update comes on the website, Ray immediately asks me the next day, so did you like the update? And every time, what do I ask you, Ray?
What was it again?
Exactly. So... Don't feel offended.
Okay.
So what was in it with the Smash Brothers stage and everything?
Yes. Right, Sakurai, the director.
But what was the punchline? Oh, I guess that's what I'm asking.
She's
what
like, I'm reading it right now, but I just don't get it. What was the punchline?
Here's the punchline. Ready? Yeah. Writers?
Oh. It was good.
That was a somewhat obligatory response right there.
It was. I've seen better.
All the hours I put into this comic.
I've seen better on.
On where? Name it. Let's hear it.
Any website you'd mention, we're gonna edit out.
Let me guess. It's the IGN CubeTunes. IGN CubeTunes. Is that it?
I'm gonna not say anything.
Just don't say Garfield.
Well, I will say this. I will say this. We have done better. It wasn't like our best joke or anything, but I think it turned
right
out.
Right, oh totally.
Good.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. Exactly.
Someone understands me.
Now we're all on the same page again.
Oh gosh. So yeah, with every great comic, or I guess okay comic compared to the rest, comes a okay suggestion box. And this week, what'd you have, Tim, for your favorite comment?
Yeah, as you were mentioning earlier, the comment that I chose was from A Visitor. He says, "This comic is all right, but come on. You're still riding the Sonic bashing / mocking train and thinking it's funny? Strangely enough, in this comic, you're saying that Sonic has no writers, while in a previous comic, you complained about the abundance of text in Sonic Rush Adventure, which was obviously written by a writer, don't you think? Maybe not a particularly gifted writer. But when I look at the nonsense that many of those TV writers on strike used to churn out, or at other games, Super Mario Galaxy had such an elaborate story, didn't it? Then it doesn't seem so bad at all. Cheers." And I wonder if he wrote cheers because that was like the Australian accent on that girl raccoon thing.
Oh, right, right. That's a good point.
Yeah, yeah. Well, no, I thought that was pretty funny because he really like kind of caught us in a contradiction of making fun, you know?
He discovered my secret.
But you know what? When I think of Sonic like in storylines that suck, I'm thinking more of like the Wii and the Xbox 360. Right?
Yeah. I mean, with Mario, it's just vague enough that it gives you room to, you know, it doesn't need a huge story. But the Sonic games recently are, like, notorious for, like, these really elaborate stories, and they're terrible.
Yeah.
Like, someone wrote, oh, and then Sonic kisses the human girl. Like, someone wrote that into a script somewhere, and then poor CG animators had to stare at that, like,
it's
zoomed
descriptive.
In. What?
It's descriptive.
But yeah, I guess he's right. I guess, you know, people did write it. But the idea
Well, the point, I don't think, was that Sonic doesn't have any writers, that the game is just level one go. It's that they're that bad that, like, either Sonic writes
it
himself.
Like, little kids wrote it, and there's no real specific writers.
Yeah, it's just...
It's like if Jessica joined the staff and wrote it.
Exactly. Well, that might
be
an improvement.
That would, actually.
But,
I don't know whether to take that as a compliment or be offended.
Well,
and I guess my best comment of the week was from Hyper, who said, "If you have a mic duct taped on your vacuum doing a weekday podcast, you might be a redneck."
That was
what?
Pretty funny. I have to admit.
Well, for those of you who missed it, Tim actually for the last podcast he forgot his microphone stand from the attic, so he just put a vacuum upright and duct tape a microphone to the top of it.
I seriously searched
the whole house. You didn't even cut the duct tape roll off.
Well, let me explain myself. Okay, first of all, I searched the whole house
We don't have time for people to explain.
Yeah, we should move on, actually.
Let's move on.
Let's see.
Black Doom.
All right.
Actually, my comic.
Black Doom. Yeah, it looks like the Black Doom Award I have
goes to
how Tim...
I'm kidding.
How Tim doesn't need to explain himself.
No, I want to hear this story. I want to see...
Even if you edit it out. Even if you edit it out. Just hear me out.
Just edit it and make him look really bad.
Yeah. He'll do that anyway. Well... Okay, so I searched the whole house for anything that could hold up a microphone, all right? And there was literally nothing else I could find. Like, I even looked for, like,
you didn't
a bathroom
want your,
plunger or something, you know? I mean,
you didn't want to ask your wife. You didn't want to ask your wife.
Kitchen knife?
Oh, come on.
You're like, hey, honey, can you stand here and hold this for me for about half an hour?
And be completely silent and don't move at all? No, that wasn't...
No, don't look over there. Just look over here.
Oh, my God.
And the reason I didn't cut the duct tape was because I thought it would help balance the vacuum cleaner because the microphone's kind of heavy, and so it kind of counterbalanced the weight of the mic. There.
Well, good job. I'm glad you got that all cleared up for all of us.
I got that off my chest.
I will be able to sleep at night.
This duct tape is hanging off. I should figure out a way to explain this. Gotta wait till next podcast.
All right,
I was just looking at this, all these little comments.
Just now?
Oh, yeah. I think I like Narnian.
What do you say?
Funny comic. It still hurts to see anything brawl related, though. It's like trying to clean up paper cut by pouring lemon juice on it. Youch.
Yeah, that basically describes it, actually. Yeah,
yeah, that's it. All right, well, what do we got next, Ray?
Well, we have the Black Doom Award. And I do not have a Black Doom Award this week.
Oh, neither do I.
Neither does Tim. So, Jessica, what is your Black Doom? But before you give your nomination,
okay, you
actually have to set up the segment.
Oh, I think I'll do a good job. Better than other people.
Oh, come on.
Even with the storm and the rain?
I didn't say your name. What are you getting all the
time? Yeah, but I know you were talking about me.
Tim. And I'm talking about Tim for anyone that didn't catch that.
Mm-hmm. Thanks. Well, let's hear it then.
So what do I say?
Oh, gosh. She sets it up with, I can do a better job. Okay, so what do I say again?
I just want to make sure I do a better job.
You say what you think needs to be said.
Maybe.
Let's hear this mastery of yours.
Maybe I should do it really cheerful to spice things up.
The Happy Time Award.
Yeah.
No, I was kidding. Okay. You ready for this?
Yeah, go for it.
Oh my gosh, I'm going to laugh. Okay. And now, it's time for the Black Doom Award.
Tim, I think we just got surge, man.
That was way better than anything I could have done.
The end is near now. So Jessica, what's your unique Black Doom Award?
Well,
for your one and only appearance on this show.
Ever.
Oh my gosh. My Black Doom Award goes to... Drum roll, please. It goes to you two for not having a Black Doom Award.
Oh my gosh. That doesn't count.
Oh my god.
Yes, it does.
No, it has to be video game related.
Okay, that's my first one. My second one is, this is my only time on the podcast.
Which is ridiculous.
And my third one goes to having to sit through Mario and Sonic at the Olympic Games for 3.5 hours.
God. Oh, baby. 20 minutes.
That's game related. That's good. That counts.
That's true.
So those are my three.
So it was pretty bad.
You're supposed
to
give three every time, right?
Well, you gave one for each of us, so I think that works.
Congratulations.
All right.
Well, I think that about wraps up the show.
Yeah.
We didn't waste time at all.
Do we even have a show, or do we just talk for like an hour?
Well, then we'd be like everybody else.
Oh yeah, that's right. Like IGN.
We're getting closer. We're getting closer to that.
Yeah. Well, Jessica, you want to sign us off here?
Do you think they have candy cane flavored PSPs?
No, never.
Not even for Christmas?
No, sorry. Sorry, Chobot.
Your tongue will have to stay dry.
It was worth a try.
Yeah.
Well, that does it for this episode of 2P Start Live. Join us every Wednesday for a brand new comic and every Monday for a brand new podcast. Next time, there will not be Jessica next week. So be sure to come back if you're still listening. No, you didn't. And,
Oh, no, you didn't, girl.
So, yeah, with that.
Hey, girl, hey.
With that, he's Tim.
And he's Ray.
And I'm the most wonderful host ever.
And this has been
Jessica Barriga.
This has been another episode of
Jessica Barriga, 2P Start Live.
Good night.
God, the editing involved. Murder me.
We're going to have 100 megabyte files you're going to have to cut down.
It's just like when I was trying to film Romance Everlasting and there's Jessica and Jessica just screwing off for 3 hours, wasting my film.
And it was so worth it.
Yeah. I
had to go back to Pacific that night.
I can already tell there's going to be a lot of laughing you're going to have to cut out, right?
There's going to have to be a lot of Jessica I cut out.
Yeah.
Oh, shut up.
It'll be, hi, I'm Jessica, and that's the whole thing.
Well, I guess I hung up the phone. She must be calling.
Oh, I guess I changed my number finally.
All right, are we ready?
Yes.